It's 7:22. You know, I think the most regular refrain, I suppose, that we hear from the MEC for Transport is his insistence on upholding the rule of law and not allowing anyone to run amok of those laws. But the complexity that we have, obviously, with that is that our policing and our law enforcement is not in great shape. If you saw the police commissioner Khehla Sithole's submission to Parliament yesterday, he literally got to a point where he articulated that South African Police Service is no longer in a position to combat, prevent, or investigate crime. Like the raison d'être, your literal existential reason for existing, or existential reason for being. So have a listen to what he had to say yesterday. He was speaking about this with this inability for policing, and it was obviously in the context of what we saw with the looting and the slow response to the unrest over the last couple of weeks. But in general, a refashioning of the police service is possibly required, and this would have a massive knock-on effect on how we're able to manage the taxi industry. Have a listen.
You can't fly more than 5 helicopters nationally, but I think in 2009, 2010, we could fly up to 14 in the air, and 9 of that number is currently grounded, and it's not grounded for a year. It's now more than 3 years.
Okay, that's one of the resources that is not at our disposal. To have 9 helicopters not actually available for use is a big deal. We need helicopters for chasing, for example. We need helicopters and other areas of our resources, for example, cop cars and actual cops, salaries for cops need to be there. Another 2 billion rand, I believe, is, as we spoke to Mamoketi Lijani yesterday of APSA Capital, has been allocated to the police, and that came from our Minister of Finance. But it still leaves us at a net zero. In fact, net negative. This is after 11 billion rand was cut over the medium-term expenditure framework. And after another loss of, and that, of course, that was just for COVID. This also after another cut of another billion or so for SAA. So 3 years of helicopters just being grounded and just not getting off the ground is significant. Have a listen to what else he had to say to Parliament.
Section 205 fulfillment, Chair, I want to start by saying that there's a decision that was taken that the numbers of policing must be scaled down despite the growing population. And in the presentation, it is clearly shown you police a population of 49 million with 199,000 strength, then we are expected to police an increased population of between 58-59 million with 162,000. And that is a considerable scale down, and it handicaps the fulfillment of Section 205. Then again, because we are being judged more on the recent incidents.
All right. Clearly a problem with that clip, but I think you get the picture. A National Commissioner of Police, the literal big operational boss of the police, literally went to Parliament and said, well, I can't do my job. And also happens to say, a decision was taken. I'm going to tell you what I feel quite strongly about, because this is a very typical thing that we tend to hear.
Breakfast with Refilwe Emolata
on Cape Talk.
I've said it before in an FQSAT a few weeks ago that the ANC government or national government is very, very good. Actually, also provincial government, even the DA government. It's very good at sort of explaining, and it's much more characterized within the ANC, of course, but of behaving as if the things that they have the control over in the country, that they have the levers of control of, just keep happening to them. And the language that's used, like you heard there from Ketla Sithole, is a very large part of doing that. Talking about modalities and challenges is a new phase in the political arsenal, I suppose, of the ANC. Unlike deny, deny, deny under the administration of Zuma, under this administration, it is admit, admit, admit everything. Acknowledge, but not necessarily do anything about it. So I can't imagine another country where a commissioner of police could just boldly look at the people who hold them accountable in parliament on behalf of the population and just say, a decision was taken. The passive use of the verb. Who made the decision? Who verified it? Who vetted it? Who ratified it? It didn't just happen to you. You're the top cop. Who made the decision to reduce the numbers of police? Are you saying it's your minister? Or are you saying it's you? Or are you saying it's parliament? Or are you saying it's the finance minister? Because the 59 million, and by the way, StatsSA just did the mid-year, the midterm population count, is actually 60.14. But the 59 million people to whom you're referring didn't just crop up in 2021. So your team has been going from 199,000 to 162,000. And it's only in 2021 that you tell me, sorry, for the last 3 years, by the way, I haven't fixed the helicopters and also my team is too small. Eh? That would be like me turning off the mic and then at 8:55 being like, hey guys, sorry, I just needed to take a nap. I just couldn't talk much longer, but here's Lester Kivett. You can't just not deliver during the time of your mandate. So I guess where I'm coming from at this particular time is I'm trying very hard not to get into just whinging, but there's a lot that happened yesterday that will have massive impact on how the likes of MEC Daylan Mitchell is actually able to do his job. Making sure that what he says is not just lip service. Making sure that SAPS is able to stand behind him when he says, I will not allow another senseless death in my province on the roads as MEC of Transport. At least 10% of that 162,000 people need to help him in this province. Right? To enforce that. And I just feel quite strongly that it's a dire day when the chief of police basically looks you in the eye and says, policing? No, we can't do that.